Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Dollar Dollar Bills, a way of life to build personal wealth and financial freedom. It's Ashley here, and I wanted to take this episode to do a bit of a deep dive on credit cards, various credit cards that I like, I use personally, and others that I think you guys should think about when you're really looking at where you're spending money a month, how many credit cards you feel comfortable kind of juggling, the amount of money you're spending a month, because that's a huge part of this as well. Because we'll go through some credit cards that I, of course, I'm a huge fan of the ones that have no annual fee, but there are some that have an annual fee that really have some nice benefits and perks. But if you're not spending a lot of money on that credit card, you might not even be getting the rewards to exceed what that annual fee is. And if you're not doing that, it is not the right credit card for you. So wanted to take some time to run through some and really just deep dive on ones that I've seen either work really well or have some nice packages to offer, ones that I have told people to apply for based on, again, their spending situation and the rewards that you can get from it. And then lastly, I'll go through some of the ones that I have personally and why I have them and why I love them. And that'll just kind of help you guys maybe in the future as you're thinking about, again, the credit cards you have. Maybe you don't have credit cards and you're looking into, you know, starting to have credit cards and utilize them. Because like I said, use them like you use cold hard cash, like you use a debit card, and stick to those same behaviors. But you can get some real nice benefits from some credit cards out there. So let's jump right on into it. I'm going to end with some travel ones because the travel ones I actually have never utilized myself for travel. So I'm going to give you guys two that I would recommend and let me know your thoughts on them. Let me know what you think about them. If you have them, let me know if they work well for you. I will say as a blanket statement, all of the credit cards that we go through today, unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, and this is where your credit score really plays a huge role is, you know, these have really good benefits and there's a lot of cash back options and opportunities with these cards. And so therefore, they require a decent amount of credit and they require a good credit score. So generally between like 690 and 690 at the very minimum. So I would say 700 to 850 is what you want to target when you are looking to apply for some of these credit cards and you're looking at your personal credit score. So just keep that in mind as I'm walking you guys through some of these. Okay, so some of the ones that I think are great for from a cash back perspective for respective categories, and I'm going to start with the City Custom Cash Card. I personally love this card, and this is one that I've suggested to people. I don't have it myself, but I think if I were to get a new card or kind of change up the strategy behind my credit cards, I would definitely be targeting this one. The cool thing is there is a zero annual fee, so you pay nothing to own the card, which is always a good thing, always something you want to look for. But then, like most of them, there are a lot of kind of like introductory bonus abilities or perks. So for this one, you get $200 cash back when you spend $750 in the first 3 months. And I think, you know, that may require you to use this card a lot in the first 3 months, but $750 really isn't that much of a buy-in to be able to get $200 cash back. And again, you can apply that directly to and redeem that directly to your statement balance. So that'll obviously reduce that for you just by spending money. So you're getting money back for spending money, which is a nice feature. After that, so really after those first 3 months, after your introductory bonus, you can get 5% cash back on purchases in your top eligible spend category up to the first $500 spent. So what does that mean? Let's say for me, or really probably any normal human being, I spend a lot, especially these days with inflation, I spend a lot on groceries and gas. So for example, I'm trying to keep it lower than $500 a month, but we spend at that and beyond that a month right now on groceries. So it will see, as long as you use this card for groceries, for gas, gas is another big one, maybe restaurants, maybe you go out to eat a lot. As you start spending in specific, it'll start categorizing your big spend categories. And those big spend categories, you will start getting 5% automatically on. And that's really nice because it doesn't force you to opt into anything. It doesn't force you to pick or choose what you spend on. Just spend normally, and it will start to calculate those top eligible spend categories and automatically apply that 5% for you. So I like that because it keeps a lot of the thought process out of it. And again, you'll see with some other cards that I bring up today that there is some thought that goes into it. And there is a little bit of keeping track of various categories. There's a lot of revolving and rotating categories. So, you know, this one is not one of those where you have to think very hard and you still get 5%. And it's rewarding you by giving you 5% on where you spend the most. So you're getting the most back, which is great. It's also 1% after that on anything. And that's pretty typical with most credit cards. The next one I want to talk about that I, again, don't have a ton of experience on, but I've seen and heard good things about is the Capital One Saver One Cash Rewards credit card. Sorry, that's kind of a mouthful. It also is a $0 annual fee. So again, really good news up front on that one. And then again, it does have an introductory benefit to it. So it's 200 cash back. Again, it's a one-time 200 cash back once you spend $500. So that is a little bit lower than the city custom cash card that I just mentioned. So that's a huge benefit. It's a nice quick $200 cash back that you can see that you can use towards your statement, which is great. And then on top of that, and this card actually could be paired nicely with either the city custom cash card or some of the other cards I'm going to bring up here later on in the podcast, but it gives you then 3% on dining, entertainment, popular streaming services, and at the grocery store. It does exclude, you know, certain superstores like Target and Walmart. So you want to keep that in mind, especially when you think about your habits, when you think about where you're spending your money. But like I said, like that 3% on dining and entertainment, you could couple with maybe the City Custom Cash Card and use the City Custom Cash Card for gas and groceries only. And then you're really optimizing the cards you use, where you use them, and where you spend the most money. And you're getting a good amount of cash back really on almost everything you spend, or at least the bulk of what you spend. So that's a nice card. That's a nice feature that they have. Another one, I actually have, my parents have this card, so I literally see them use it all the time, is the City Double Cash. It's very simple and straightforward. When you hear it, you probably think, well, it's, you know, that's not that great of a perk, but it's a $0 annual fee. So that's, again, something I love. And it's 2% back on every purchase. So instead of like your typical 1% on every purchase, you know, quote unquote, it's double cash, which is in the name of the credit card, but it gives you double cash back on every purchase, aka 2% instead of 1%. It's simple. It's on everything. So instead of, you know, you have certain categories where you have more higher percentages and then everything else is 1%, it's 2% across the board. So that also could be a nice card you pair with some of these other cards. And maybe strategically you say, okay, I'll use the City Double Cash Card on, you know, everything else that I don't spend, you know, heavily on. And it's not a category covered with my other credit cards, but I still get a nice, you know, benefit from that. I still get a nice cash back from that card. Another one that I think you guys need to be aware of and think about when you think of cash back, it's called the Discover It Cash Back Card. Again, it also has a $0 annual fee, so that's nice. I would keep that in mind. And then the first year, you'll get unlimited cash back and they will double what you have earned by the end of that year. So for example, whatever their existing cashback policy is, and let's say you use the card and you get about $200 cash back from that card in the first year, they will automatically double that for you. So you will have received $400 instead of $200. Again, it's kind of a year one kind of intro bonus that a lot of these cards are doing to bring on new customers. It's just a nice addition and kind of an early on benefit and reward for you using their card. That's only obviously for the first year. And then after that, it's very similar to a card that I'm going to talk about here in a minute that I have, which is the Chase Freedom card, where you can actually earn up to 5% on quarterly revolving categories. So those categories can include Amazon, it can be grocery stores, it can be gas stations, restaurants, etc. They will tell you what the category is, and typically you have to opt into it. So that's something I'll talk about it when I talk more about the Chase Freedom card. But it is something you need to think about because you have to be a bit more active with it. Whereas some of these other cards that I mentioned, you may not have to be as active with, one, understanding what's revolving and what quarter I'm in, but two, actually opting in for the card. And then again, on that card specifically, everything else is 1% for all other purchases that don't fall under those revolving categories that you're opting in for quarterly. So that's another good card. And then lastly, when it comes to what I consider best cash back by respective categories, are the two cards that I have. And I mentioned in a previous podcast, really the magic number, if you can have three credit cards, not, you know, cards for like retail, not retail related cards, not a Macy's card, not a Dillard's card, etc. But if you can have three credit cards that you use regularly, and then you can start optimizing and strategizing on which cards you use where, that's really where you're gonna start seeing a lot of these benefits. If you think three cards is too much, or maybe you don't spend that much money a month, that's me to some respect. I don't feel like I spend enough to have three cards in rotation. So I ended up getting rid of a card. Again, I said it in a previous podcast, I'll say it again. If you get rid of cards, just be mindful of the type of card it is and the history you have with that card. If it is like your very first credit card, it will negatively impact your credit score. So keep that in mind. And keep that in mind when you're making those decisions of, do I want to, you know, consolidate or even close down accounts? You could cut up the credit card and toss it without closing down the account and still effectively maybe only have two cards in play, so to speak. So that's an option too. But the first one I want to talk about, and I've alluded to it already before, is the Chase Freedom card. I like this card, but it does have some what I would consider cons or some shortcomings to it that really force you to be an active member of your card membership. But I don't think that's a bad thing. I think we all need to be very active with our cards. You need to be checking your statements all the time. You need to be checking your emails for various reasons, but also when it comes to your credit cards in case something's happening with your stuff that's, you know, could be fraudulent or other, or maybe, you know, you're just overspending and you're not paying attention. So with the Chase Freedom card, again, this one also has a $0 annual fee. And it's similar to the one I just talked about, the Discover It cash back card, where it has a quarterly revolving category and you have to opt in for it. So how that works is basically they will send you an email every quarter and they'll give you about like 30 days notice. And it's usually very simple. It's usually an email that shows you what the new category is going to be. And it says activate with one click. You don't have to log into your account. You don't have to remember your password or your username. You literally click in your email, from your email, click the activate in one click link, and it'll activate it immediately for you. So when I say, you know, there's a con with it in having to opt in, the opt-in process is fairly easy and fairly straightforward. So that's nice. The other thing that I don't love about it is revolving. So that means every quarter, and the good thing is it's quarterly, it's not monthly, weekly. My God, no one would be able to keep up. But it is quarterly. So that's the good thing, is you have, you know, 3 months of a standard, consistent category that you're having to, you know, use this card for or wanting to think about this card for. But it does change, and as it changes, you have to kind of remember how it's changed and then really restructure your use of the card if you want to take full advantage of that 5%. The good thing is they do, for the most part, when it comes to the revolving categories, they are very relevant to our lives. So in most cases, it's like gas stations. Sometimes it's Amazon, which is great. I use Amazon all the time. I'm guilty of, it's just the convenience of Amazon. Also, as you generate points by just using the card, and if you have an Amazon account, it'll directly link points that equate to reward dollars to Amazon. So you could always apply that to an Amazon purchase. And essentially, I've gotten so much for free on Amazon. I've also gotten a lot of things at a discount because I've had points with my Chase card that I've used and applied there. And, you know, they'll also have grocery stores in their revolving categories. I will say sometimes I'm disappointed with the categories. If it's sometimes it's very specific, like it's Walmart and streaming services, and I may not go to Walmart that much. And so sometimes you may feel like you have to go out of your way to buy something or spend for a particular category that you don't usually spend in. So that's one thing I don't love. I don't think that's a great, it's not a great habit for us to get into. It's not a great behavior for us to start implementing in our lives. And so that's the one downfall that I think, you know, comes of the Chase Freedom card. But I do like that it is revolving. And so every quarter it mixes it up, it changes it up, and it allows you some really nice benefit in that 5%. The last card I want to mention, and I'll tell you some cons about it as well, but I love this card. I mean, I can barely read the card because I've swiped it so many times. I've had it for years. I've been a member with them for years. They have great, great, great customer service. And honestly, I've really had little to no complaints with them. And that is my American Express Blue Cash Preferred card. So that one does have an annual fee, and it's $95. I don't love that it has an annual fee. I cringe every time I get charged for it, which is actually around this time every year. And so I don't love that, but with the benefits that I get from it, it significantly outweighs that annual fee. So that's why I've still had it, and that's why I still love it. I will say it's gotten better over the years. American Express is a hard card to have because not everyone accepts it. However, it, you know, since I've had it for many years, every year it gets more and more accepted. So that's one thing I will say, is I have little to no issues anymore with acceptability of an American Express card. The other thing is the annual fee. I cannot stand it. I hate it. But you get some big rewards with this card, big benefits. One of them is 6% on groceries. And again, guys, I alluded to it earlier in the podcast. I'm spending so much money on groceries, it makes me sick to my stomach. My goal is to spend $400 a month on groceries. I'm spending somewhere between $500 and $800, depending on the month, depending on, you know, how hungry we are, what kind of activities and events we have going on. But like, I would prefer to be spending much less. But while I'm spending more at the grocery store, you better believe I always use my American Express card. Always. I have fought my husband on it. He's tried to pay with his card. I fought him. I beat him to it. I put in my card. And really, the benefits are huge. I mean, I'm probably getting between $400 and $600 worth of cash back every year. So that's great. The other thing is on gas. So you will always get 3% on gas. So again, 6% on groceries, 3% on gas. And you get 6% on streaming services. So like, for example, I pay for Hulu, and then we're looking into paying for Disney Plus. And so anything that's streaming, you get 6% off on that as well. And you guys know what I do at this point. I set up auto pay. So it comes out, you know, at a certain time every month. And so I don't have to worry about like messing with it. I see it on my account, on my statement, and then I automatically get that 6%. It's not huge because it's 6% on like $14 a month, but it's still something. So those are the two cards that I have right now that I use and that I love. I will say there are a lot of cards out there, so I would be cautious and wary of what you look for whenever there's certain cards that tout these benefits of either like long 0% interest periods or low APR or you know, zero or simple, you know, transfer of credit or no fees on transfers, because in most cases that's really appealing to the consumer who doesn't pay off their credit card in full every month. And that's not who I want to talk to. That is not my audience. That is not you guys. You guys are smarter than that. You pay off your credit cards in full every month, your statement balance in full every month. So those credit cards that like lower APR doesn't really benefit you. And it's not something you want to consider when you're making a credit card decision or choice. So when you see those things, ignore it. Don't include it in your decision-making factor at all. I wouldn't consider it whatsoever. Okay, I wanted to end with a couple of credit cards from a travel perspective that give you some good benefits, and you know, and they're reputable companies, and they're good cards that have been around for a long time. The first one is the Chase Sapphire Preferred card. And I will say both of these cards do have a $95 annual fee. So again, you want to take that into consideration, especially when you look at the overall ROI and the payback of these cards for you and how you're going to use them. You want to make sure you you're well exceeding in rewards what the annual fee is, obviously. And then as much as you possibly can, you know, exceeding that. So, and then that should build into your overall strategy of how you use your credit cards and your money. But on this card specifically, you can earn 60,000 bonus points after you spend $4,000 on purchases in the first 3 months from opening your account. So that's about $750 when you redeem it through your Chase Ultimate Rewards. And if you guys have a Chase card, Chase Ultimate Rewards is just their kind of rewards program for really for all of their cards. So you can also enjoy certain benefits like a $50 annual Ultimate Rewards hotel credit, 5 times on travel purchased through your Chase Ultimate Rewards, 3 times on dining, and then 2 times on all other travel purchases plus more. So it's really beneficial if you want to use this card specifically, obviously on travel. Like travel is the main point here. There's a lot of other benefits here. There's also some, you know, trip cancellation and interruption insurance, which is nice. Auto rental collision damage waiver, lost luggage insurance. So like these are really good perks. If one and then this is another thing. When you look at cards like this, you also want to make sure like you're not buying additional insurance. You're not spending additionally on your flight to buy insurance when your cards sometimes provide this as a perk for you. So before you buy for these cards and start using them, look into the full benefits of the cards. I'm just kind of giving you guys kind of broad overviews of some of the benefits, which, you know, they're it's nice to know. It's nice to use that information when you're trying to make decisions and understand which card really is best suited for you, especially when it comes to travel. And again, make sure that you're traveling enough where this makes sense too. So the second card specific to travel is a Capital One Venture Rewards card. And I've heard good things about this one as well. Again, it has a $95 annual fee, so keep that in mind. So some of the benefits here, one thing that I really like, and this is really good for people who travel a lot personally, is they'll give you up to a $100 credit for either global entry or TSA PreCheck. So in most cases, that should pretty much cover you for those costs, which is great because if you travel a lot, you should really look into those things anyways. They save you a lot of time, a lot of headache. There's some like complimentary visits and the ability to partner with some, you know, premium lounges and the Capital One lounges. So like as you're traveling, you can use some of these perks and kind of upgrade your stay and your experience. You can also, again, they have one-time bonus. You'll get a one-time bonus of 75,000 miles once you spend 4,000 on purchases within the first 3 months. And so again, that equals to about $750 in travel. And then you can earn unlimited 2 times the miles on every purchase every day. Your miles won't expire for the life of the account, and there's no limit on how many you can earn. So that's amazing. That's huge. And then there's also like you can earn, you know, 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. So again, there's a lot of good options here. They're good companies. They're very reputable companies and cards with some good benefits. Again, you really want to keep in mind how much you travel personally, and if this is really going to be well suited for you. I will say personally, I don't have a travel card because, and I'm glad I don't right now because with COVID, with having my son, I just really stopped traveling a lot personally. But if I were to pick that up again, I would definitely be looking into one of these two cards. I will end this by just kind of shouting out to NerdWallet. If you guys ever need a good comparison tool or a nice place where you can see pros and cons, the benefits, credit score information, annual fee information, go to NerdWallet. They are someone I trust. They're someone I use all the time. And they're a resource that you guys can type into Google and find when you're making these types of decisions and to make sure that you're finding something that's well suited for you. So I would definitely go to NerdWallet. They're like the number one for me when it comes to credit cards and other things as well. But that'll do it for today, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. We will talk soon, but in the meantime, always remember, respect yourself by respecting your money. Thanks, guys.